You're listening to Gotcha, You're It, with Dr. Nothing and Sid Yiddish.
Oh, hey, Sid. So, what do we got this time?
I told you my plate is never empty. Never. Well, so I decided a friend, some guy who happens to be just happens to have the name of Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, Rothschild, as in the famous Rothschild dynasty. And this guy starts talking to me about the Illuminati.
Okay, is this from a dating app or from a social media?
No, it's social media through Facebook.
Okay. Should we do any digging, or should we go right into the pudding? There's probably more to tell me.
Oh, yeah. Well, he wanted to go directly to WhatsApp, and I told him I don't do WhatsApp. I only do Telegram. And he said that, oh, well, only certain things can be done on WhatsApp. I'm like, no, I just told you I don't do WhatsApp.
It's funny because WhatsApp is one of the most socially privacy-invasive platforms.
I know that. It's a scam app. And I told him, well, I said, a man of your stature and status is using WhatsApp. That's pretty strange.
Their response?
None yet.
All right. Well, that's the proverbial imaginary foot in the mouth.
Yeah, well, it's ironic who they're friends with, you see. Mutual friends.
Okay, yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
And you know, they love, so I can't tell you, I can read to you, though, what he said to me. So I'll write to you, I think. Find it here. What did that man say? Okay. Here's what I said. Here's what he said. He said, well, he goes on this whole diatribe. Do you want to read this to you?
Yeah. Yeah, just as long as there's no names or anything mentioned.
No, I'll X those out, okay?
Okay.
Greetings. It's a pleasure to connect. And then he says his name. From London, an economist, executive for the World Bank, you know where that's going, and a humanities thinker. I find interesting connecting with men and women of different religions, philosophy, and culture as if it is all part of a larger universe. My passion is serving humanity, and I happen to be a part of an elite class out for the advancement and betterment of humanity. With that being said, I hope you found no offense with my request to be a part of your Facebook family. And I said, then the first thing I said to him was, are you really connected to the family dynasty? And then he responds this way. He says, I contacted you because you were born and chosen to serve and join the Illuminati organization. And since you have a greater star in you, and your star needs to be brightened to all people. I said brightened, not brightened, by the way. To all people in all places around the world. This is an open invitation for you to become part of the world's biggest conglomerate and reach the peak of your career. As we begin this year's recruitment program spelled with an E, and our annual feast of harvest is almost at hand, you agree to be a member of this Illuminati New World Order. Our society will shield you by providing protection to you, your family, your property, and your position in society. Get off the poverty road and onto the path of prosperity. The Illuminati shall benefit you by granting you success in what you are good at, your business, and offer you help in your area of lack, both financially and materially. As to why you were chosen, is what he said. To begin with, there is a higher power which ensures a universal balance You have a great calling and role to play in the council.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I know there's more. Well, wait till you hear what I said after he goes on with the diatribe. The aim purpose of the Illuminati is to secure the betterment, advancement, and protection of the human species. Oh, God. It is our duty to bring together all those different geographical, religious, and political backgrounds into a common understanding. Though our countries have borders and language has barriers, all people in all places are members of the same biological family. All humans are pieces of a collective that keeps humanity going. Our mission will be done through wealth creating projects, promotions at work, innovations, increase in salaries, creations of jobs and scholarships, etc. Members of the Illuminati are important as the greatest kings and queens of the universe. And then in all caps, wealth and prosperity is offered to these kings and queens, and then parentheses, leaders. And then he goes lower caps now. To ensure they live a comfortable and better life, change begins with our members before being extended to the public. And then this, after all that, he says, long guy chat, right? Only thing I say to him is, what will it cost me?
And his response?
Oh, yeah, here it comes. Membership is completely free. This is an open invitation for you to become part of the world's biggest conglomeration and reach the peak of your career. As we begin this year's... Oh, he just repeated this stuff. Oh, wait. We begin this year's recruitment program, and our annual Feast of Harvest is almost at hand. The Grand Master gave us the mandate to always reach out to people like you. So take advantage of this opportunity and join the great Brotherhood of the Illuminati. Join our global unity. Do you agree to be a member of this Illuminati New World Order? And then I said to him, what do I have to commit to? Is there an application process? And then he said, yes, of course. I would like to know if you have the WhatsApp application on your mobile phone.
Okay.
And I said to him, then I said to him, I don't use WhatsApp. I use Telegram. He said, let's chat on WhatsApp, not listening, of course.
Right.
It's a fast and simple, secure app we can use to message and call each other for free. Get it. And then I said, I don't use WhatsApp. I use Telegram. But why can't you just tell me here? He said, there are things you need to do, which can only be done via WhatsApp. And he spelled only O-N-L-U, because I think he probably typoed. And I said, ah, no, I don't use WhatsApp, period. Telegram, I do. And then I said, and what's stranger is that someone of your stature resorts to an app like that.
So the biggest thing that is the most audacious of that, he says, to the protection of humanity, and I'm paraphrasing, by kings and queens of the universe. Did you catch that? You read it. I heard it.
Yeah, I caught that. I catch all this stuff.
Now, if this was legitimately the Illuminati, and I've delved deep into the rabbit hole before of this sort, there is an intergalactic federation, purportedly anyways. And the Watchers, in the Bible, known as the Fallen Angels, are in charge of this planet. So you stepped yourself into a really nice scam.
Yeah, but I haven't set myself up for anything yet.
Right, I don't think you should, but we could toy with this a little bit. As far as maybe getting him to click on a link, vetting out his name, whatever, if he really is part of the dynasty.
Yeah, we can. I doubt he is. I really doubt he is. I honestly doubt he is.
We have to verify whether or not that's his real name. It's a profile, right?
Right, we can do that. Well, okay. Without saying who he's mutual friends with.
Right.
I mean, I saw what he was. I looked at his thing and I thought, oh boy, here's another one. So I got it right away and I thought, okay. And I just decided to, because I looked at his whole thing and I looked at his whole, but who he was connected to made me just chuckle a lot.
Okay.
I don't use chuckle a lot because I don't use that word a lot because it's
now,
kind of
a, generally speaking, these mutuals, are they gullible to this sort of thing, or are these people that are within your circle that may be a part of something like this?
Well, these two people specifically that I'm thinking about, if one is, I'll be laughing my ass off, okay? And the other guy shouldn't be, okay?
Okay, all right, so let's just say
that the two that mutuals are Hollywood connected, okay?
All right, now, I've been approached before, and I think you have, during your presidential independent campaign.
And I have been, actually, remember a year ago?
It was a few years ago, wasn't it?
Well, maybe it was a few, but remember the guy who actually set out to prove himself by giving me testimonials and all kinds of things? And I still have all those, if you remember. I still have them all.
Okay, what was the one during your 2020?
No, it was in between that.
In between that, yeah. Remember you came to visit me and you showed me something on your phone?
Yeah, that was it. I still have those.
What was that, if you could reiterate?
It was, to paraphrase, I think, or something, it was another Illuminati source, somebody in Missouri, and he called himself Lord something something. And he had all these testimonials, and it looked like the people were from Appalachia or something like a trash hill kind of trailer trash kind of thing. It just was something that was out of this world. It really was. And I thought, wait a sec, you call yourself a lore. You're living in Missouri, and the way you're looking is like some guy who's head of some secret thing or something. And he sent me all kinds of examples too. I remember that. So I saw these pictures of the application, he sent me the application. He sent me the, all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's just, and the testimonials of people, I just laughed and laughed and laughed.
Well, it's interesting when these things happen to me, automatically my first question would be, what do you know about me? Why have I been selected? And in your case, it's by divine order that they happen to stumble upon you.
Yeah, it always is, isn't it?
Yes. Yet they don't know a scrap about you. They don't even bother reading anything on your profile.
No, they don't. And actually, if I look at this guy's profile, let's see. Oh, yeah, we're still friends. Huh. Let's see. It says here, member of the Rothschild banking family, businessman, husband, father, and philanthropist. I don't know if he's real or not. Founder, director, a CEO at Victor Rothschild Foundation. Operating partner at Landmark Group Canada. Let's see. Oh, the usual stuff.
Yeah.
Says attorney shareholder at Rothschild and Company. He's too much of the Rothschilds. These are the, to be honest with you, it's just,
can I see his profile so we can look at it together to kind of gather an idea?
Yeah. Just
scamming this?
Yeah. Hang on.
This might be a rotten catfish.
Oh, yeah. I'll just copy the profile here. Hang on.
All right. I did look up a Rothschild, Victor Henry III. He's 76 years old. And,
is that guy real?
Well, I don't know if the connection between that profile and this person is the same. It shows that they were a nurse in Colorado back in 98, 99, a nursing degree. So But the extent of the database's reach is only the United States. This is if this is a real person, they're probably international, maybe Swiss. But I did look up into their social media profile. And then I looked at the Illuminati page, which this profile manages, and it's been active for quite a while. And I wanted to share some pictures with you, or just like a screen share of what they post over the months since recent.
Okay, let me.
So I'll wait until you're ready for that.
With a website that will tell us where exactly he's coming from.
Right, so this is kind of like a bait.
A clickbait kind of thing. Background here. Okay, so this is what I wrote to him. Victor, everything you said sounds good to me, sounds good. I'd encourage you to look at my background here. And then I give him the website.
There you go.
Okay. Let's see. Here we go. Thing that says person verification.
Yeah.
Okay. You think he'll bite?
Well, let me know when he reads it. So no bites yet.
Well, sent. So we'll see.
He is online, right?
Yes, that green light is on, like your green light is on, like my green light is on.
The other thing that's unusual, you know, if this were really this Rothschild person, why would he be doing all this stuff on Facebook all the time? Aren't there more important things that he needs to do to be saving humanity and the universe?
No, he might be like one of, like, you know, they say Satan's little helper.
Yeah.
He might be the same way.
using his profile, though.
Right. Well, that's what they do. That's what they do.
In that case, it might be quite interesting to see where they're coming from. And they click on this. If they click on this. And we'll see. Hopefully sooner than later.
I'm looking all the way down below, and he has not come on yet.
Okay, and he hasn't looked at it?
Nope, sent a day ago.
Okay, usually sometimes you won't get a read receipt if they had like a preview of it on their device. As long as they don't click on it, it won't give a read receipt. So I'm pretty sure, you know, it's been a day, right? And he usually responds right away, usually, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's got something going on, you know. You never know.
Could be. But, yeah, I guess for the sake of this episode, he's not making that a priority, and he's avoiding the link, perhaps.
Could be.
So it's either they're on to us or they just haven't checked it yet.
I think they haven't checked it. Is what it is. I honestly think that's what's going on. You can't be part of the conspiracy.
Oh, that would be conflict of interest. And
you can't do it. Sorry. So I think it's just they're just. It's Friday too. You know? I mean, it's Friday in the universe, and everything is going on. So that's how it works. You know.
Yep.
I'm sure, you know, and if I look, you go to his page, let's see where he's at here. Okay, let's see if he's posting anything. Nope, not really.
Nothing new on his timeline. And what's the date of the last thing he posted?
It would be October 23rd of 2023.
Okay, so those are public posts. If you were connected with them as quote-unquote friends, you might be able to see more of his activity, perhaps.
Well, we are friends. I mean.
Oh, you are? Okay, well then.
Yeah, we are friends. He's just probably a sneaky bastard. He hasn't said a word.
Does it show that he will look at it? Does it say read receipt?
No. No.
Okay, it could just be something random.
Oh, he did.
He did, okay.
He finally did.
He clicked on it. He's from the Russian, he's in Russia.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Where do you say he was from? London?
Right. Yeah, he said he was in from London, and here we go. He clicked on it, and the Russian Federation. Postal code 618-409.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, he hasn't said a damn word, but he was active 3 hours ago, which is good, because he's usually active about 4:55 to 4:30 he looks at stuff.
Yeah, so did he say anything in response, or he just looked at it?
No, he must have just looked at it, because he saw it, finally.
Wow, okay, that's probably it.
Yeah, wow.
You got it.
Should I say anything else to him?
No. No, wait for him to respond. If he responds while I'm putting a show together, then I may or may not include it, depending on what we decide. So what I got to do is I got to click on it myself. But it's 10:57 a.m. clicked on as of some time zone. Iceland time zone. That's what it is.
Okay. Well. Oh, good.
So it would have been Saturday. Today's Saturday. It would have been at 5:47 a.m. today that it was clicked on. You know, our time zone.
Oops. Wait a minute. Okay.
So that's it, 5:47 a.m. Is he known to be up that early?
Well, let me look here. But let's see. It says I sent this Thursday at 9:35 a.m., but he finally saw it today, and I don't know what time.
It usually doesn't put a timestamp there for read receipt. It's only
for
when
me
he
it
something.
Does when he looks at it.
Oh, and it doesn't this time?
Nope, didn't, so.
Alright, well, it's likely him, because it showed that he read it, and it's now still early in the morning, and the timestamp is 5:47 a.m.
Okay, well,
Central Time.
That's usually about the time that he looks at stuff, you know, about that time in the morning.
Okay, so we could probably induce it's probably him, not some random thing or whatever.
Yep. Okay, so yesterday I reached out to Victor Rothschild, and I said to him, I'm going to read the conversation to you. I said, hey, Victor, how have you been? He says, I'm good, and you? I said, I'm good. And then he said this word. He said, awesome. Now, considering what we got from him before and all that other stuff, he was really rigid on this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Super rigid. And then he says, awesome.
Right.
That's a little out of whack.
Well, it is, and his misspellings are out of whack, too. English is not his primary language.
Right, but him using the word awesome is a little out of whack, because that could be another person running the account.
Exactly, yep, good point.
Yep, and then I said, what's new, or what new? I asked him what was new and exciting, or I said, I forgot to say what, but that was me. I was just tired. He said, nothing really. And that was it.
Huh.
But he's been active today. I can tell you that.
Yeah. That's, he's not trying to lure you in. He might be playing, the reverse psychology game.
Yeah.
Shooting in the comfort zone.
Right. He might realize that I'm a tough one to get, you know.
Right.
We could leave it at that.
He sent me a message this morning. I read part of it, but maybe you could entertain.
Okay, would you like me to read his response?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get to it. So, I wrote to the Grand Poobah this morning. I'll go to my Facebook thing. Of course, he's not there now. And I wrote to him, and I wrote to him late last night, and I said, why was I picked to join your organization? What capacity was I chosen? What exactly do you know about me? So that was at 11:27 last night, and this morning he responded at 4:55 in the morning, wherever the heck he was and whatever land he's in. And he said, as to why you were chosen to begin with, there's a higher power which ensures a universal balance. I apologize. Victor Rothschild responded to me, who has been writing, we've been writing serendipitously to each other for the last couple days. You have a great calling and a role to play in the advancement and betterment of the human species and the universe as a whole. You might simply want to know how important your role is in the betterment and advancement of mankind. It's best known by the Grand Masters or those in higher power in the organization. And there are things which cannot be exposed to non-members, which means you have a great call of leadership and greatness which will be revealed to you only if you are a member. So in other words, the guy's feeding me a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
And he can't be honest. He's just like, all he's doing is just writing a bunch of words that are just designed to make me think that he knows what the fuck he's talking about. And he doesn't know what he's talking about. As usual, these guys don't know what they're talking about. They're just giving me a bunch of grand plans that don't exist.
Well, these sound like canned messages. And why would they keep it secret? Why? They're picking you. And then the other thing is, if there's some grand order to things, then they would pick somebody that would say yes and fall for that, whatever they got going for them.
Well, the average Joe will fall for them. Someone who thinks it's exciting to be a member of something if they're not already a member of something.
Right. You know, so it's going to attract those that like to get their ego stroked.
Well, in that case, some members of our band should join them.
one has been a part of one of the lodges, but we won't get into
it. Yeah, well, I know who, and certainly. It's pretty silly. It's pretty silly. Personally, again, I think, yeah, you're right. It's just a bunch of messages and a bunch of rubbish as far as I'm concerned. And all they're trying to do is, they're just sending generalized messages to me, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and they sound like canned messages. It's like they got 1,500 people that they're messaging. Rather than write an individualized message for each one of them, they have these canned messages. It's like, if this person...
Form letters.
Exactly. So if this person asks this question, this is what you send them. That sort of thing. It's like a call center type of thing. Which you're not a preview to their cult until you become a member of their cult, in which case the way cults operate is they keep you in the cult. Because if you do anything that's outside of the cult, then they degrade you.
That's okay to be degraded because, you know, what they say, bad publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, and you would do pretty good, creating a splatter in this organization.
Yeah, they wouldn't like me.
No,
they would absolutely discourage me from being in part of their cult. I know that.
Indeed.
I have my own cult going, so it doesn't matter.
So how do we want to end this conversation with this quote-unquote cult leader of the Illuminati?
I would encourage many people to check this shyster out and to check him out and... make your own conclusions.
You've been listening to Gotcha, You're It, a new podcast on dating scams, scammers, scammerettes, with your hosts, Dr. Nothing and Sid Yiddish.